every time I play that, I go, tune! Oh, that is brilliant. And now, you know, I've been playing that a lot. That is Matt Johnson there. And I am joined on the line by songwriter, producer and keys player extraordinaire, the incredibly funky Matt Johnson, whose amazing track With The Music, as you know, I've been playing it since its release. Matt has, for the last 15 years, been a member of the incredibly successful Jamiroquai, writing 30 or more songs with JK and co-producing Automation. He's also worked and recorded with Newton Faulkner, Duffy, Will Young, the awesome Beverly Knight and Kim Mazel as well, to name but a few. And his debut album With The Music is out in August. So a very good morning to you, Matt.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you today?
I'm great, thanks. Lovely to chat to you.
Brilliant to chat to you too. Before we talk about the debut single, how did you get into music? Was there an artist that made you want to actually learn the piano?
There wasn't a specific artist so much as I was surrounded by it anyway, because my dad was quite musical. He had like a music shop. So there was always a piano at home, and both my brothers tinkered around. I was like the youngest, so they were all sort of trying to play. And I actually started off on trumpet originally, and I got really good on trumpet. I was in like the National Children's Orchestra and all this sort of stuff. And then like teenage kicked in, you know, and it's like none of the bands I like played trumpet, had trumpet in it. So I sort of switched to keyboard at that point.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just been a very natural evolution, really. You know, I just took to it straight away and kind of taught myself, really.
And did you have, I read on your notes, you had a bit of a scary teacher.
Someone else said this. Someone else has just made this up. I don't know where this comes from.
That's what I found information.
Maybe I'm just hiding the trauma that's in there, and I've buried it in my subconscious.
You've blocked it out of your mind. Obviously, this person doesn't exist.
Yes, I don't think so.
I blame the record company. There we go. We talk about the last 15 years of co-writing, producing and touring with Jamiroquai.
Yeah, how 18,
did 18 years. How did that connection come about?
Well, basically, the way I got the job was the original keyboard player, Toby Smith, left the band. And I think they were in just about to go on tour. And like literally a week later, they were going to be doing a TV show and then go off on tour. And I'd auditioned for a different artist called Miss Dynamite. Do you remember Miss Dynamite?
Yes, yeah.
They already had a keyboard player, but they were thinking about getting a second one. And in the end, they didn't bother getting the second one because the first one was so good, sort of thing. But in the band was Stuart Zender and the guitarist Simon Katz, who had been in Jamiroquai originally.
Mm.
And I think they liked my playing. And so when the band were looking for recommendations to audition, they put my name forward, and yeah, I just went and auditioned. I think there was a couple of days worth of auditions with lots of keyboard players, and yeah, I got the gig.
It was. Were you nervous, or did you not get nervous?
I was. Yeah, of course, I was a little bit nervous, but I not too much, because it was just like, okay, well, why not? Let's have a go. So I just went in and kind of did my thing, really, and luckily he liked it.
What we're going to talk about your songwriting, as in when you're writing solo, but when you were writing with JK, how does that actually start? Is it like would you get a drum loop going, or has he got a melody line, or, you know, working together?
Yeah, normally it starts at the piano. He's normally got some sort of idea, and he's the type he'll just sort of sing some riff at you. You know, like it might be like a little bass riff, or he's got a very basic idea. And then we'll start from there. And often it ends up somewhere completely different, but it sort of goes through this evolution from that basic idea. You know, sometimes he's got a really solid idea and he knows exactly what he wants, and we just sort of find the chords that are going to fit it. But very often it starts as a very basic thing and then it morphs slowly into a song. But we always generally spend time at the piano before we go to the drum machine or anything else.
With gigs, because obviously you've gigged all over the world, what one would be the one that stands out in your mind as being one of the best?
There's been quite a few good highlights. I mean, a couple of years ago we played Forest Hill Stadium in New York, and that was fantastic. It started raining a bit, but the crowd were just amazing, and it was a sold-out show, and the energy was, like, immense.
Yeah.
Then we did do one in Rio de Janeiro as well, And Stevie Wonder was on after us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's not bad, actually. You should check out his stuff. Quite good.
Plays piano not too bad, and plays drums as well, doesn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. No, no. It was great. And that was about 130,000 people there.
Oh, my
God. That was beautiful. It was just outdoors, warm. You know, it was heavenly. It really was. It's got a great reputation as being a very musical gig, you know. Mm. And the thing about our show is that it's different every night. So there's always improvisation. You know, we might do the same tunes every night, but they sound different every single night.
Yeah.
You know, and Jay likes to call things on the fly. And that, for me, that's been the best thing about being in the band. You know, I love that it's different every night and it keeps you on your toes. And you know, it's never like a day at the office going on stage, if you know what I mean.
How come it's taken you this amount of time to do your debut album? Is it just literally because you've been so busy?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been sort of happy being behind the scenes in a way. You know, I've been, you know, heavily involved in the Jamiroquai albums, and I've produced a few other artists as well,
yeah,
and written with them. So it's never been my thing, like, you know, I want to be seen or heard. It only really happened late last year. I started tinkering around with a few ideas, one of which ended up being with the music, you know, on the piano. And I don't know, I just thought, it'd be fun to go in the studio for a few days. So I called Derek McKenzie, who's the drummer in Jamiroquai, said, if I go in, would you come in with me? And he was like, yeah, definitely, hook it up. And then I just contacted another friend of mine who's a bass player, used to be in a band called Galliano, and he's got a studio, and he just let me use his studio for a couple of days. So it just sort of, I didn't think much of it, to be honest with you, but then lockdown happened as well, and then it was like, okay, well, this is kind of serendipitous in a way, you know, it's just good timing to, like, knuckle down and do this album. I'm really happy with it. I'm so glad I've done it.
With the music, it's got into the soul charts as well.
Yes, amazing, isn't it? Fantastic. So I think it came in at number 7 or something, and it went to 14, so it's not bad, is it? Really, I did this very much for myself, and just for people that I know love that kind of music. You know, for me, even if like 10 people really appreciate it, it'll have been worth all the effort.
When you start the songwriting process on your own, is it different each time? And do you write everything from the keyboard, like the bass lines, the brass, and then you would get musicians to come in and kind of put their spin on it?
Yeah, it has mostly been like that, yeah. I mean, a few of them I had on piano, like with music, I was just playing that bass line on the piano and I had the chord, and I just started singing that very simple sort of top line. And then some of the other ones, what I would be doing, because I've got young kids, so, you know, with lockdown, I'm sure a lot of people can sympathise. I didn't have a lot of time on my hands, so I'd get up like 6 a.m. in the morning and just, like, get in the studio for a couple of hours and just see what happened, you know. So, and some days I'd write a really good song, you know, and I'd literally have something in an hour or something, it'd be done. And then I just got musicians to flesh out the parts that I already had, but I was quite strict about getting the parts that I'd originally done, because it had a particular flavour to it, you know.
Yeah. How many songs on average do you think you write a year, and how many don't make it?
loads don't make it, most of them don't. You know, I mean, I think it's hard to say, but yeah, probably 50 or 60 sometimes. And I think whatever you're doing, you know, like when we do a Jamiroquai album, there's lots of ideas that we start and they just never get anywhere, because you just realise, oh, maybe it's a bit crap, you know. And same with my stuff, you know. And that's what I love about creativity. You have good days and bad days, and some days it just flies off and it's the best feeling in the world. And other days you just think, okay, well, maybe I'll just mow the lawn today, you know. What I've found is a good thing is, don't labour on a song. If you're a songwriter, don't spend a month labouring on a song, because if you're doing that, there's something wrong with your song, intrinsically wrong.
Mm.
You know. So what I think is, you do a song, you just write it, complete it, get to the end of it, and then move on, do another one.
Mm.
And then it doesn't matter whether you spend a day on one or a month on one. The aggregate of good songs versus bad songs is the same. That's what I've learned over the years.
What song by another artist do you wish that you'd written?
Well, yeah, I was thinking about that. I mean, you know, if I'm just going for the moolah, you know, I'd go for Bohemian Rhapsody or something, obviously, which is fantastic. I love it.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about a song that I just love, not particularly because it's the greatest song ever, but it's just such a great groove and it's such an amazing up. It's called Secret Rendezvous by Rennie and Angela. It's a song that probably most people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm like in a party situation and I'm in charge of the music, I'll put that on, you know. I just think it's such a great time tune.
You write and produce. Do you enjoy both equally, and is it harder to produce your own work than working with somebody else?
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is definitely harder to produce your own stuff, because when you're producing someone else, you can see their strong points and their flaws, and your job as a producer is to, you know, try to bring out the best of them, really, you know, and which means encouraging their good points and letting the other bits go adrift in a nice diplomatic way, you know.
Yeah.
But obviously when you're producing yourself, you can't see the wood from the trees sometimes. So I have found it a lot harder. And then with writing, yeah, I enjoy both equally, you know. I love doing production. It can sometimes be frustrating, but it's great when it comes together. And yeah, same with writing, really. You know, when you come up with a good one, it's such a good feeling.
Now, the debut album is called With the Music. With the Music was the first song you wrote. Did that actually set the theme for the whole album?
In a way, yeah. Although it's quite an eclectic album, I guess. But yes, in lots of ways it did, because I really wanted to make like a classic. I wanted to make a modern version of a classic jazz funk album. You know what I mean? Like there's some albums that I love by like Ramsey Lewis, Sun Goddess. You know, these sort of things that got made in the 70s that were, a lot of them were instrumental, which these days you just don't hear, you know, very much.
Yeah.
If you're going to hear an instrumental, it's just full-on heavy jazz. You know, so this one is something that I hope everyone can enjoy, not just musicians, you know, like a casual listener can really enjoy it. But it's also got a bit of depth in terms of playing and harmonies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, so it goes on a bit of a journey. And I wanted it to be a listening experience, you know, so it's a good 40 minutes, you know, which I think is just the right amount of time. Yeah, I mean, I'm the same as you. I grew up on an album. It's nice to just disappear into someone's world for a little while, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. I'm saying to you, I've got somewhere locked up a 2 MTR-90s. That's how old I am.
Well, listen, I'm right there with you.
I don't think they work anymore, though. If you had to sum up the album in 5 words, what would they be?
Summary, happy, cosmic, Stacey, definitely.
Yep.
And full of love, really. You know, it's been a bit of a family adventure. You know, my wife's singing on a lot of the songs.
Will you be touring this at some point?
I mean, I would love to. You know, obviously, with the world as it is right now, it's hard to see when that's going to be a thing again.
Yeah.
But I hope it does become a thing again, and I would really love to just go out with a small band and just do some gigs here and there. Definitely plan to do that. I think it'd be great fun thing to tour, for sure.
Yeah, so hopefully for 2021. Now, we were talking about your lovely wife. She sings on Sunshine. Is she singing on other tracks on the album as well?
Yeah, she's on a few tracks. In fact, most of the vocals are on the album are done by her. She's not a professional singer at all. English is not even her first language.
Right.
She's Japanese. But she's got a great tone, and you know, she's been a massive help on the album, really.
Did you say to her this is the melody line, or did she come up with melody lines herself?
Yeah, I gave her all the lines of what to sing and everything. But she's just got the golden voice, you know, that just gives it a sweet touch.
I bet she didn't walk into the studio for you going, can you put down some vocals?
Yeah. You do get the odd raising of eyebrows, you know.
as long as she's got a credit and some of the writing royalties, I think she'd be very happy.
Royalties? Don't mention
royalties. Yeah, sorry about that. Forget that. Cut that bit off the interview. So the album With the Music will be out August. Have you got a date for that yet?
Yeah, 21st of August, I believe it is. And it's coming out on digital and also on vinyl.
Oh,
I'm really excited. If anyone's got a record player, please check it out on vinyl, because we've made it specially for vinyl. It should be great.
Brilliant. It's been really interesting to chat to you, Matt. Thank you ever so much for talking to us about your music. And as you said, the album's due out on the 24th of August. It's With the Music. And we're going to end now with Sunshine. Tell us about this track.
Yeah, this was one of those 6 a.m. sort of just bashed out. In fact, what made me start writing that track was a keyboard player that I really love called Lyle Mays died, actually. And I just heard his news of that, and there's a sound at the beginning of the song, a little keyboard sound, that's very much his signature sound.
Yeah.
So that started the track, and then I got a real nice groove off it, and yeah, before I knew I had a song.
Brilliant. Thanks ever so much for chatting to us. Here is Matt Johnson. This song is called Sunshine. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thanks, Michelle. Cheers. Take care. Bye.